Welcome to the Magical Mothering Podcast. I'm Danielle Foster, naturopath, energetics therapist, and nurturer to mothers who are struggling with disconnect whilst raising highly sensitive kids. Today, I'm coming to talk to you about fatigue. If you are enjoying this podcast and what I'm talking about, please don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't miss another episode. Okay, so let's talk about fatigue. It's a common thing that we deal with as mothers. It's something that our society has brought to our attention as just being a normal part of mothering. It's something that you need to expect. Oh, you're tired? That's because you're a mother. Oh, you're tired? That's because you chose to have children. Those sort of things are not helpful. And there is a huge lack of support for mothers in our society. It is something that is not valued as it should be. It's not given the support, the facilities that people need to be able to thrive. So let's talk about the expectations of doing. Is that every responsibility within a home, within raising the child, falls on, usually in a home, one person, that main caregiver, most often a mother. Now, these expectations of doing requires so much go, 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 rushing from one thing to another. Let's talk about that, the mental load of what it takes to get out the door in the morning with the kids, having everybody regulated and calm so we can drop them off to their places of daycare and schools. I know when I was doing that morning rush, trying to drop the kids off in time so that I could get into work, it was an absolute nightmare. We had kids crying. We had me crying. We had trying to pack a healthy, balanced lunch and breakfast and get everybody out the door. No wonder it's not working. And no wonder these family systems are really struggling. So it is a societal problem. And it's something that I had the privilege to be able to step out of and say, no more. This is not the way that I want to live my life. And was able to step out of that kid drop off, getting myself to work, getting back in time to pick up the kids before daycare closed, getting everybody fed and bathed and into bed, enough time to have enough sleep to get up and do it all again the next day. Not for me. So I had that privilege to be able to take myself out of that situation and build my life to be able to support the way that we lived. But not everybody has that option. So it's something that we need to be able to support our mothers, our leaders of the homes, to be able to have the capacity to keep up with all of these demands and be able to bring in some additional supports to be able to help them. So there's a huge expectation of keeping going, putting everybody else first. And this is where we have so many people stuck in that people-pleasing loop. This has been drilled into us since we were children, watching our own mothers do this. Okay, the working mother is a beautiful thing, and we need to be able to support mothers to be able to work, whether they're wanting to work in the home or out the home. That's fine. And completely want to validate either choice. But we need to be able to give them the support that they need to do that. So there is a huge wave of that people pleasing and making sure that everybody is taken care of before we meet our own needs. And I know that often from working with a lot of women in this space, it's from watching our own mothers rush from here to there, never stopping, always feeling under pressure to keep up and do more and prove our worthiness through how much we're doing. Okay. So that needs to change. We need to change that perspective. Okay. And that takes some courage, because you need to step out of that system, and that system is built to make it easy. So sometimes it's hard. Well, yeah, it's hard to do things differently to what everybody else is doing, what the society or mainstream path is. You're stepping off that well-worn-in path and you're carving something that's completely new and different. But there are people who are already doing that. So that's why I'm here to guide you and say, there is a way we can make this work. Now, let's talk about how this progresses through to fatigue. So if we have been running like this before we had kids, if we start running like this when we're pregnant, if we are putting other people first when we have new babies, if we are making sure that everybody else in the family is fed and then we take the leftovers, or we're not bothering to make our own breakfast before we head out the door, just living off coffee. I've been there. That was me. No food all day, just 5 coffees. Thanks. Yeah, we're going to lead to adrenal burnout, fatigue, adrenal burnout, where our cortisol is going to crash and we're not going to have any energy. So this is that chronic fatigue syndrome, looking at this where tired becomes the illness. Okay, so it was interesting that we had a conversation in the car the other day about capacity and with my kids. And my kids were like, how come you can do this today? Whereas the other day said you couldn't do it because it was too far. You were too tired to do that, but now you can do it. And I was like, well, today I've got capacity. The other day I didn't. Okay. So, and they were like, well, we talked about capacity and how fatigue is going to take away your capacity. And everybody has the same size glass, for example. And then some people's glasses will have some rocks and pebbles and things at the bottom, which means that there's less capacity for filling it up with other stuff. And I said, you can think about things like fatigue as one of those rocks or obstacles obscuring our capacity to do extra stuff. And they said, what's fatigue? And I said, fatigue is like when you are tired, but you are tired consistently, chronically, for a long term, and it becomes an illness. It's where you might get enough sleep, but you still wake up so tired. And they were like, oh, never heard of that. And I said, of course not. It's because you don't have as much responsibility yet. And we've got to make sure that we can, you know, grow with our capacity growing with us and keep our nervous system aligned. So it was an interesting conversation for the car. But yeah, it's when tired becomes that chronic illness. So how does this happen? So we're talking about putting everybody first, and the how it happens very easily postnatally. And a lot of that is because our body gets depleted when we're pregnant. Talking about if you have been sick throughout your pregnancy, if you've had struggles to eat or keep up your nutrition because of feeling nauseous, all of that's really understandable, but we need to nourish you and build you back up postpartum and make sure that you have the right nutrient stores, because you are growing human life when you're having a baby. And then breastfeeding, it's also taking your nutrients and giving it to build a new life who is dependent off you. If you are breastfeeding, it's taking all of your nutrients to build this new person. So we need to keep your nutrient stores up with solid nutrition, with any supplementations if you are at a depleted level. So making sure that you are keeping yourself replenished. The other thing that depletes us through when we have babies is our sleep. Sleep is really restorative. It's really healing. And of course, if you are exhausted and tired and fatigued, then how is your sleep? Is it quality sleep? What are you doing leading up to your sleep? And we'll talk about that coming up. The other thing that I want to talk about in relation to fatigue that we need to consider is the neurodivergent burnout. That's the load of being having to mask and keep up with a society that's not built for you and your processes and the way that your mind works and the way that your body is able to function in the world. So if you're constantly trying to adapt to a situation that is not ideal for you, that's going to be really tolling on your brain and on your body to keep up with that. And that's exhausting. So we really need to identify that as being important and being able to take some breaks to recover. And we're talking about many different neurodivergent brains here, but you need to be able to reconnect and know who you are so that you can know what your needs are. Not something that we're taught, but it's something that's really important and something that I work with in my mentorships, is to be able to help people reconnect back with what their needs are. What are your individual traits and how can we build on them as strengths? And so working your life to work for you, not trying to keep you up with everything else. The other thing that we want to consider through our motherhood and fatigue is how much, as we said, you're doing things for other people, but the accumulation of years of co-sleeping, of bodies being twisted around smaller bodies, waking in the nights to highly sensitive kids' needs, they're waking, lots of things that are keeping our mothers that I'm working with up, like children bedwetting, constantly getting up and having to do laundry, changing sheets. I've been there myself. You're breastfeeding all night, breastfeeding, extended breastfeeding or natural term breastfeeding. I breastfed my youngest until he was 4 and a half. And that's depleting of that nervous system as well as of your nutritional stores. Okay, so it's being able to keep up with these demands that we have in our attachment mothering as well. The other thing that that is coming up quite a lot these days is post-viral fatigue. Yes, that big one. So this is something that is lingering around in a lot of people who most likely have lowered nutritional stores in the first place. It's impacting that a lot more. And depleted immune systems, it's impacting that a bit more. So if your immune system is either in underactive, it's a bit stagnant, it's a bit slow, it's not keeping up, or overactive, it's an overactive immune system. It could go either way, depending on individual circumstances, but it's something that we need to consider as a root cause to fatigue and what's going on with your body. You're constantly tired. It's not just because you're a mother, okay? There is more to this picture. So looking at that immune system and seeing what direction is this flowing, and I'm not going to call it a dysregulated immune system because your immune system is reacting to your environment the way that it's meant to do. So a lot of people call, say autoimmune disease, a confused immune system where the immune system starts attacking itself. I don't believe the immune system is just attacking itself out of confusion, some suddenly turned on yourself. I believe that you've got some hypersensitivities, or you are more prone to the implications of environmental toxins, environmental impacts like air pollution, mold, if you have mold in your home, the endocrine disruptors in so many of our products and plastics and everything like this, it starts to give us a bit of a heavy load that our body has to work through. And our bodies, especially our highly sensitive bodies, are a bit more sensitive to all of those things. And we're going to be reacting more because we want that environment to be crisp and clear. So our immune system is on hyper alert. And it's attacking these particles that often will come through from poor microbiome balance. So we've got dysbiosis or imbalance within our gut microbiome, which makes it easy for to create leaky gut or permeable membranes in our mucosas. Therefore, particles that we're consuming from our environment are getting through into our bloodstream. And that's causing our body to be like, whoa, this is foreign to me. I don't like it. I'm going to start throwing out my bombs and attacking this, sending out the army. And what's happening is our self cells, our own cells, are getting caught in that crossfire. So it's not like our body is turning on us. It's not like our body is against us or we've done something. A lot of people have this thought process that if there's an autoimmune condition, there is some sort of metaphysical self-attack. I mean, sure, explore it, but there's more to this story. It's what are you consuming and what are you allowing to enter into your body through these systems of barrier support? And this is what we build on. This is what we support that. So Yeah, our cells are simply caught in the crossfire, so we can help to regulate that while strengthening those barriers. So things that we can do naturopathically to support this. So if you're struggling with fatigue and you're wanting some support, then by all means come and contact me or another naturopath that you trust. But there's things that we could do. All right. So what you want to do is make sure that you've got your boundaries in place, built around your values so that you're prioritizing what's important for you and looking at what's for you in the long run. What is your favorite self doing in her life and prioritizing the things that fit with that picture? And anything else that doesn't really fit with that ideal version of your life and where you're going to have to find a way to let that go, building boundaries around it and prioritizing things that are moving you closer to your thriving self. So having boundaries and living a value-led life is really important so that you can prioritize time to rest, time to be creative, time to spend time with your family at home, and spending time preparing foods if that's what you value, spending time moving your body if that's what you value. Okay, saying no to things that are clouding up your life. Another really important thing that you can do right away is create a sleep ritual for sleep hygiene. So this is about creating really relaxing evenings that don't involve blue light from screens so that you can down-regulate your nervous system, prepare your body for some quality rest, and allow yourself to feel safe to drift off and find that deep sleep that you're requiring. And so that could be evening breath work, which is something that we did last night after we all learned how to do in my family. My daughter was really interested in learning about Indian head massages. So we learned how to do that from YouTube and we practiced it on each other into the evening. And then we did breath work and went to sleep. And this is just a really nice, beautiful way to end your day. Using amber light in the room is really healing for your sleep circadian rhythm, creating that melatonin pattern to help you fall asleep naturally, making sure you're not eating too late in the day. Circadian rhythm eating, I'll talk about that in another episode, but building a nice bedtime ritual that doesn't involve blue light, that is restorative for you, being able to drift off and feel safe in your body is going to be really important to having a quality sleep. The other thing that you can do is address your nutrient deficiencies. Begin by making sure that you're eating a balanced meal, making sure you're having food, especially a savory protein-based breakfast before you have your coffee, so that we're not going down that pathway to adrenal fatigue or burnout. Making sure that our food is balanced and we're getting enough protein, enough good quality fats, enough fiber to help digest all of these foods. If you're not sure, you can get your pathology read to see if you have any deficiencies in the areas of things like iron, B12, zinc, vitamin D. These can all be contributing to your fatigue. And if you need some support with that, you can see your naturopath and we can order those tests for you or check in with your GP if they're supportive to order pathology for you. And we can certainly analyze that and read it for you to see what's happening at a root cause level. The other thing that I would be really wanting to check, especially as we mentioned that autoimmune leg of fatigue, is your thyroid stimulating hormone and any antibodies that have generated there. So your thyroid health, your thyroid is the regulator of your body's energy and speed. So if you are feeling slow and tired, then I want to know what's going on with your thyroid as well. So checking into your iron and your thyroid, a huge parts to fatigue, looking at your cycle and your hormonal balance is are your bleeds in a healthy balance? Are you bleeding heavy? Is this why we aren't feeling fatigue? Because you're losing out on your iron and you're with through your bleed. There's lots of things that we would like to investigate for you. But first off, I want you to start with your boundaries, setting your values, making sure that you are eating enough food to keep you energized, and building up on your nutrient stores. And to get a better idea of that, please get some direction. Okay, I'd love to support you with that if you need it. Okay, so thank you for joining me, Dania Foster, for this Magical Mothering podcast. If you've enjoyed listening, please show your support with a like, a subscribe, or a follow with your friends, or a share with your friends. I really appreciate your love and your feedback. So thank you for being here. If you would like a more intimate container to work with me, I offer naturopathic consultations and private mentorship journeys called the Priestess of Motherhood. So if you would like to explore that with me, please either send me a message or an email at dania@daniafoster.com or visit my website, daniafoster.com, and book a connection call with me and have a chat. Lots of love to you. Take care today.